Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station and the number one health radio station worldwide. Available on podcast, on Apple, Google Drive, whichever way you get your podcasts, we are here and we are sharing all things health. How are you doing? I hope, like me, you to remember that you are blessed and highly favored, a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's problem and the answer to somebody's prayer. And I hope this week, continuing on from last week, this show will be the answer to your prayer. Her Health and Happiness is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. And last week I spoke with Dr. Kelly Sadoukas and two other ladies, but I told you there was this synergy between me and Dr. Kelly, and I was on it like a hot rush. I was like, let me contact this wonderful lady. Now, I'm going to share, we literally just spoke for just under an hour last week, and we're going to start to do, she's traveling for a month, and when she's back, we're going to do some amazing, amazing things together. But I just wanted to say that, I just went straight in, but I need to make sure that I introduce her in the right way. Dr. Kelly Sadoukas is one of a handful of pelvic physiotherapists in the world who are double board certified in pelvic health and orthopedics. And that's really important, double board certified in pelvic health and orthopedics. I found my pelvic health partner, not in terms of accolades, because she's got those qualifications there above me, but I found my pelvic health guru equal, because our approaches definitely, definitely complement each other. And so we had this wonderful, relaxed, candid and open conversation last week. And that is going to be the basis of this week's show and a part of next week's show. And as I said, once she's finished traveling around for this month of July, we're going to be sharing lives and doing some amazing things. So watch out for that. So we are talking all things pelvic health. What lies beneath, hidden from view, not a thought or regard. The pelvic floor, your internal bodyguard, put under pressure all day and all night. To avoid embarrassment, the sphincters must stay shut tight. And so much more in between. So we're going to be sharing that. But just before I do that, I was thinking, like last month I was like, it's my mum's birthday, it's my son's birthday, it's all that. I was excited, my sister's birthday. And I thought, we have four seasons. You know, winter, summer, spring, fall. We have those, autumn, we call it here. But the seasons of birthdays are just a 366 every 4 years thing. There's always a birthday to celebrate every day. So if it's your birthday wherever you are, then I celebrate you. You have an opportunity to be able to give thanks, to be able to be alive for another year. Many people don't make another birthday. This weekend I'm going to go to my wonderful friend Bertram, who I told you about. I'm going to his funeral this weekend. And it's funny, this week, if you're not in England, this week the heavens have opened. The grass needs it, the flowers need it, but the heavens opened. Put it this way, they opened so much so that they washed my car. And when I say washed my car, where my mum lives, the trees by my mum aren't the prettiest trees, and they've got pollen, and they make my car filthy. And I think it's the gulls, not even the birds, the gulls that were just like decided to deposit on my car. The rain came so heavy, it washed everything away. When I got in my car last night to leave my mum's after doing my 3 days looking after her, my car was clean. The mess was gone. It was all gone. It's all gone. I give thanks for the rain. Remember, when the rain falls, it's about blessings. Blessings are pouring down. What blessings are you asking for? What are you giving thanks for when the rain falls? Because what is being watered for you? Because without water, things do not grow. They don't stay alive. They don't have their plumpness. They don't have the body that they need. So remember, rain is a blessing. But before we go straight in, I want to share a small testimony. So I've said to you guys that my mum went into hospital walking. It's been a year and a half now. She's bedbound. It's very hard to get her to stand on her legs. It's like she's forgotten how to use her legs. The dementia has accelerated. But she started to become more chatty. The last few weeks now, we've got this wheelchair that fits her, and I have walked her down. It's a 10-minute walk down the road to church. And in church on Sunday, she chatted away for the whole session. Now, much of the chat is like baby talk. Doesn't make a lot of sense. But she's beginning to say sentences. She's beginning to make words. Try to get her up. Her body's very rigid. She won't use her legs. But she sat in the chair 2 days ago and she crossed her legs. She crossed her legs. Now that's massive because it means she lifted the leg up and crossed it. Honestly, when I tell you, when we look at my mum and see how much she's wasted away, my clothes are big on my mum and I'm a small lady. So that's saying something. When she was a big lady, she's a tiny lady now. But the legs don't work, the muscle wastage, that's a single organ failure. The muscle wastage is significant. But there were many times last year when it really looked as if when I had to wait in the hospital for the doctors and said, if you don't put her back on a drip, I'm not prepared to have the conversation where you tell me that over the weekend she passed away because she was so close to it so many times. But love and an investment of time can do the most amazing things. When palliative care come around, when the nurses come around and they see the freshness in my mum's face, when they see the contour of her skin and her skin is beautiful, when they see her alertness, they're shocked. They are beyond shocked. Love can cover a multitude of sins, but it can bring people back from the brink. It really can. It's an investment of time. Yes, it may encroach on your time, but my goodness gracious me, my mum carried 6 of us and she did everything for us. This is just a small token of being able to give back and say thanks. So I give thanks for having this opportunity to be able to spend this time with my mum because it's a great, great thing. And I get to feed her all the organic free-range food that I buy that she wouldn't buy for herself. I get to treat her like the queen that she has always been, but we just didn't recognize. So I want to give thanks to everyone out there who's caring for someone and who's seen that person go right to the brink where they really thought that was the end of their life, and they've brought them back. And they've brought them back because love allows you to endure. It allows you to do whatever it takes. And when you do it and you see it manifest in the reverse engineering of certain sicknesses and diseases, you know that it's worth the journey. It's the same when I work with my clients. When I see their ability to change, it's fantastic. My client with polio, you know, we've done some stretches with the ball on Friday. Now, she can't get onto all fours the way in which we would do in the conventional sense. But that ability to open up the shoulder girdle, to actually be able to make changes where she's holding those crutches and rounding the body all the time and adjusting her posture, just that feeling of being able to be free, it's making a difference to her life. So I'm not saying I'm this miracle worker that's going to get her to be standing completely upright, walking without no worries when she's had a leg she's never used for 56 years. But what I am doing is improving the quality of her life by improving her posture, by helping her to break down the calcification around joints, by opening her up, by allowing the diaphragm to move more freely, by building a stronger abdominal wall that will allow her to be able to use the pelvis and be able to use different crutches so that she's not compromising her posture to such a degree as she has been doing. That's what that's about. That's what that investment is. And that makes a significant difference to her relationship with herself, with her husband, and with her children. That changes her quality of life, and that gives her more hope for her future. It will be the same for my client with the MS, to reverse engineer the MS so that she does not have to use the crutches, so that the business that she wants to build, she's able to show women how self-love is really achievable by actually living it for herself and recognizing that actually she doesn't have to stay in a depressed state or feel that her life is only going to go one way, because now she's taking back control and she's deciding her destiny. She's deciding and taking charge and not allowing the condition to dictate her destiny and not allowing what external third-party people tell you will allow you to dictate your destiny. You have to take control at some point of your life, but it's a choice, a decision. Then that decision is followed through, and I promise you, life is better. This is why I run the 60-day challenges, and this is why I encourage you to get involved. It's not too late. You can see it, send me an email, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram @pelvicsecrets. The reason why it's so important is because it allows you to have hope in your abilities to live life better, to have a better future than what you are experiencing right now. And to know, if you read my article I did this week, who can steal your dreams? Don't let someone else steal your dream. You have a dream for what you want for your life. Then what happens is somebody else who does not have the same vision as you tells you your dream is unrealistic and you bite into what they say to you. Don't bite into somebody else's vision of your vision. The vision was given to you. As long as you follow it through, the vision will come to pass. The Bible says, write the vision on tablets so that he who sees it may run with it. And though it tarry, wait for it, for at the appointed time it will come. You have to believe in what you want. When it comes to finances, we can do things, Napoleon Hill, think and grow rich. We do that. It's not a problem. But when it comes to relationships, we get told maybe our chest is a bit high and we should maybe lower our expectations and blah, blah, blah. That may be that person's expectation that they want to lower. But if your expectation is high, according to who? It's not high according to God. He never said he limited you. Don't limit yourself. The only limits you have are the limits of your own imagination. Don't allow your imagination to become limited. Allow your imagination to be limitless. And I promise you, what you ask for, I know that for me as a Christian, in Jesus' name, along with his will, it will come. So watch this space. Let's play a trail and then let's get into the show.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Yes, yeah. So welcome. I just thought we could have a candid conversation.
Yes.
And from the time I woke up in the morning, I saw you and you followed me. And I thought, this woman is right up my street. She's right up my street. And I thought, I'll save the best till last. Don't worry. I'll talk to you too. And I like products. I do like products. But I'm all things brain to vagina.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly. And right, that's the thing. Yeah, and I am all about, I mean, I do use the TENS Care products, and I'm grateful for anyone trying to spread the word, but it's, you know, and how I became involved with them, I do some free education to medical device companies just so they can kind of understand how things work, actually, you know, because just because someone works for a car company doesn't mean they know how a car works. And it's the same thing in medical tech. And so that's one of the companies that I outreach to and provide some free trainings. And then voila, items like this happen and you get opportunities to and exposures to different markets that you wouldn't otherwise be exposed to. So I'm grateful for that. And it put me in touch with you.
Yeah. You know? See how God works, I'm telling you. And I always keep saying to myself, it's just like, you've got to know like where to sort of move and find where people are, because everyone's got a product they want to sell. Everyone has something and that's great. It really is good, right? But we are a product. This is how I see it. We are products first and foremost, right? So did you ever use the Gynaflex?
No.
Oh.
Tell me about it.
So unfortunately, at the time when Suzanne tried to sell it to me, I wasn't in a position to buy it. And she'd gone out of business in 2017, but she wanted some ridiculous money for it. Then when I was ready to buy it, I think a year and a half ago, she said it's too late. I'm so upset. So the Gynaflex is a fully movable object. It was made in America by Dr. Suzanne Sloan and another gynecologist. Mm-hmm. And literally, it's like it's got feet on it. So it's sort of shaped like a sort of penis head, comes down the shaft, but it was complete manual product. Uh-huh. There were six different strengths. So the first one was literally nothing. And then the sixth one, you could actually see the veins popping up, right? Yeah. And so it literally came two in a box and you literally got to try and, I think it was open about so, and you've literally got to try and make it move. So for me, it was the best bit of kit on the market because you had to move it. So you had a range of movement and then you had open, close, you had relaxation. So in between your sets, you could try and relax the vagina and allow the Gynaflex to go back to its natural size and shape. And then you've got to force it to close. You could do quick ones, slow ones, but it, you know, because there's different strengths.
Yes,
and making absolutely. That move, that, you know, it might only be this wide, but that is something for Gina to do,
that
right?
That is something.
And six different strengths. And it's something that I really want to try and develop myself and bring about here.
Yes.
But I'm going to do.
Awesome.
But I just need to have like a little £250,000 to one side and I can do it, right?
I know. But there is, if you want me to put you in connection, there's a woman named Jana Danielson. She's originally out of Canada, but she developed the Cooch Ball. And it was the same thing. She just saw a need for a product. And she ran into issues being a woman-owned business, you know, calling manufacturing places, primarily in China, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And she found that actually, if she pretended to be the assistant of the owner, she got more calls back than when she was the owner.
Yeah.
How frustrating is that? But from the practical perspective, if you ever, you know, did have questions from the manufacturing, because that would be a phenomenal product, you know, that
yeah,
I think here in the state, here in the States, the closest thing we have is the LV.
I've done LV and I was supposed to be an ambassador for them, but I never come back to you. And the LVs, I mean, the thing is, you know, the one good thing that I do love, you must love as well, right? Mm-hmm. Is that, so this is it, we've started already, so I can just share this as a candid conversation.
Oh, yeah.
But one thing I love is that being, you know, a perfect specialist is that everyone wants to sell you their product. So some people say to you, you know, you can buy my product. And I'm like, no, you can send me a product and I can test it.
Exactly.
And I can tell you if it works. And in
fact,
send me two. And some of them are reluctant to send me two. And the reason why I want to, because I want to try it. Mm-hmm. And if I can't try it, I can't give it to a client. So you need to send me two.
Yeah.
So I can give one to a client to try it. And I myself can try it because I need to try it myself before I give it to my client.
Yes.
You know, and that's what I don't think some of them understand. It's like, we've got this product, it's the best product in the market, we've done this. Well, some of them, what I wanted to do is, obviously, Gynaflex, I put it in my first book. So this is from 2003 when I started writing.
Yeah.
So it's around, she did it in 2000. But the one thing Suzanne didn't do was develop the product. It was such a great product at the time, and she didn't really have a lot of competition. Then there was a product that came out over here that was a similar concept, but it was like a pair of curling tongs.
Oh.
And it had a spring in it.
Okay.
A spring inside the vagina.
Yeah, probably not the most hygienic.
Change the spring, which means it can come out and catch you.
Oh, dear. Snap. Pinch.
So that was not working at all.
Yeah.
And I think the thing where I suppose really it needed more innovation, it needed stuff. As technology came, it's like, well, what can I do with Gynaflex? Well, for me, what she should have done is, I don't know how much it would have cost, but really that just needs to have an electrode that runs right through it. Because a lot of the products have an electrode that runs in one part. This needs to have an electrode that runs right through the top and right through the bottom, the parts that you move, and through the whole of the shaft, because you want to know, it's almost as if we have a left and right side, right?
Yes.
So when we use people, give them the probe and they use the probes and do whatever, it gives you a measurement, but it doesn't tell you if that is the right side that's doing all the work and the left side's just coming along for the ride, or vice versa.
Exactly, Jenny.
Yeah.
I know. Totally. One of my favorite things to do with my clients is we'll take something like an eSTIM device. And, you know, if they ever read the actual directions, it's ridiculous because, like we talked about on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, the instructions are to turn it up to maximal tolerable intensity and run it for like 20 minutes. And that doesn't help because, yeah, you know, the issue is that lack of control and that everything's like this all the time. So we have them insert the electrical device, making sure that the probes are on the superficial muscles first, and then gradually turn up point by point. And what I am most interested in is the point of first sensation, Jenny. And for this particular task, I like when there's only an electrode on like the front and the back. Cause like, let's say front's 12, back 6. So we insert and we gradually increase. And this part is, I would love to do an actual scientific study about this. I don't know if I ever will, just appreciating my limitations as a human and where I choose to divide my energy. But in my clients that are continent and having amazing sex and being confident in the weight room, I'll see first sensation somewhere between 12 to 14 millivolts, let's say, right? It doesn't actually matter at this point, but let's say they can first sense at 12 and 6 and they can say, okay, I can feel the front, I can feel the back. And then we spin a little and now it's like 1 and 7. Okay, I can feel 1. Oh, I can't feel 7.
I'm not sure, yeah.
Yeah, I turn 2 and 8. I turn 3 and 9. And in my clients that are incontinent, Jenny, I will see them going up to 30 millivolts, to 40 millivolts. I will see them reach the motor threshold and they still can't sense anything. So that's, you know, where I, as a PT, am so passionate. And it's all the work that we're doing when we connect the brain to the body to feel the tighten and the release. But we'll find, oh, voila, like maybe I can't sense anywhere. Or we'll find, hey, my right side, I can sense just fine. My left side, I can't sense at all. And then that helps you to figure out, okay, what side is your brain talking to or not? And then it's, you know, the manual examination. Okay, well, what muscles are too tight? What muscles are too weak? And then we kind of have this beautiful picture. And that's the one place where I see the future of these electrical devices can be amazing for us, or any device like the one you were just discussing. Like, I mean, and then how can we quantify that device and your sensation and kind of map vagina and map the pelvic floor muscles?
It needs to be mapped, doesn't it? It's like it's a roadmap. And I think the thing for me, because I'm a checkie, right? So I said under Paul Check. And so you look at the whole physiological load. And so you also understand the chakra system. So I know the left side is female, the right side is male. So obviously, based on your history as well, when I get in these readings and it's all, you know, just the left side that's working and the right side isn't doing anything, I'm asking you, what's your relationships look like? You know, what was your relationship maybe with your father or your brothers? You know, what's your relationship with men in particular? You know, what trauma have you suffered? Have you been, you know, have you experienced any kind of trauma? Because that has the potential to shut that whole right side down. And so it's not just about the right side of the pelvic floor. Now I'm going to look at your transverse and see what's going on with your transverse. And what's going on with your multifidus? Hey, let's have a look and actually see what's going on with your lats and your obliques. You know, in fact, let's just see how you walk and see your posture, you know, your... on your right. Let's have a look at everything, because now I know that what's going on internally that you can't see, you're manifesting, and actually it's visible in the shape and contour, even of your butt. I can see it in those things. Then I can explain it to you. Then I could say to you now, this is what the emotional stuff has done. And it locked itself right in here. It's housed in here. If you are willing for us to work on this emotional side, and where you're willing to work on being able to forgive that person, you know, it's not letting them go and letting them off. It's letting yourself off, because that person has, whatever they've done to you, they've done it.
Yes.
They're not doing it. And so that's the difference. But what yes. you're doing is holding on to what they've done, and what yes. you're doing to yourself. That's the thing that we have to undo. And that's where I feel that the pelvic floor work has got a long way to move into. And that's how I've always worked. And that's the difference.
Amen, so sister. Yes.
I don't have a physiotherapy degree. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, you know, as I said, how I got into it mm-hmm. in 91, 92, my friend had his second baby. And he said to me, "Oh my God, Jen, now I know what they mean when they say it's like dipping your wick in a well." I was like, huh? I was like, is that what happens after you have children? Like, you have this expanse experience. And I just, you know, I remember I did a sales course last year. And the guy said, you know, you're trying to give your line and your hook to try and get people in. It's like, what's your line? And I'm like, well, I want to help women to become confidently continent and sexually satisfied, well, to improve in posture, performance, and body shape. And he's like, it's really, really good, Jenny. It's really, really good, right? But no disrespect. What's your real reason for wanting to do this? And I was like, huh? He goes, what's your real reason? Come and tell me your real reason. And I said, like, oh, okay. I said, because my friend said, no. And I wanted to make sure that when I had a baby, I'd have great sex after. Because I like good sex. I don't want to have no, are we there yet moment. So, because that's your, there you go. And the thing is, for me, I didn't even think of it. You know, you're trying to think like how you're going to sell it. But now I can use, that's what I did it for. You know, my interest was like, do I fall apart downstairs after I have a baby? Yeah. That's not going to be my experience, right? So I was teaching 21 classes a week. So we were just doing reverse curls all the time. Reverse curl, reverse curl, reverse curl.
Yes.
But I wasn't thinking about tightening and relaxing. I was only thinking about tightening.
Absolutely. That's what happens until you know better.
Mm. And then you start to learn better. You start to do courses. You start to understand. You think about muscle and movement. You remember, hold on, Gina's a bag of muscle.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's like my biceps. You know, if she's I just amazing. Kept contracted all the time, I'd be like this. I'd be walking around like this all the time. Couldn't get my dress on.
Yes, I know. Gina is a queen in all respects.
You like that, didn't you?
I loved it when you said that. That was beautiful. But I mean, it is so true. That's, I mean, all the different reasons we get into it. I was a PT student working with athletes. And this is, you know, the cool thing is athletes, even young girls who've never had babies, the new studies show 60 to 80% of them are having symptomatic pelvic floor issues. And they confided in me because we had trust. And like, look, I pee my pants every time I spike the volleyball or every time I'm doing the hurdles. And these are like national champion girls. These are not, you know, run-of-the-mill athletes. And I was a PT student at the time. And I'm like, well, I know that there is definite things we can do, but I know it's not just telling you to do Kegels. I know that's actually doing more harm than good. But at the time, I didn't have the skills. So I went and did the initial training, which was this 5-day course. And then I spent 10 weeks with a pelvic floor physio and an outpatient rotation. And it would like change the course of my career. And I came back to these girls and I'm like, oh my gosh, I know how to help you. And you are not going to believe what we're going to do. And it's going to change your life. And that was, you know, when I was still in graduate school. And now this is me 23 years later.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or the next time I come over to the UK, I'll be sure to look you up.
You know, there's no courses as such that really go technically in deep on pelvic floor. Way back then, there was nothing. Mm-hmm. But I just kept saying, I'm going to write a book. And so Paul Check said to me, put it in writing, Russell, before somebody takes your stuff and does it themselves. And so that's what, you know, the first book I wrote, you know, that Can a Vagina Really Buy a Mercedes? And subtitled, What Can
Which
You
I Need to Buy. As soon as I get back from my travels, I'm still traveling for like another month.
Send me your address and I'll send it to you because I wrote it in 2005 and you won't get it now. And if you get it off me off my website, you won't get it.
Oh my gosh.
On Amazon, it's like some ridiculous price. So you don't want to pay that price on Amazon. Yeah, well, Somebody saw it for £127.
And thank you.
You know, but I've only got a handful of them left, so I'm happy to send them.
I would be honoured.
And yeah, my pleasure. And it's like, it's just like 65 pages, dumb little thing. And literally, all it was when I wrote it was really to look at the relationship between the transverse abdominals and the pelvic floor and the impact on sexual function.
Beautiful.
And so when it went out, it was really simple, lay people's language, not deep, not scientific at all. When it first went out and the distribution company had it, I went to see them, and there's a guy in a lovely sort of bow tie, and he came out very English, very, very speaky-spoken.
Very proper.
Said, yes, and said, well, it's not a sex book, is it, Miss Russell? I was like, no. He said, people have to do exercises. And I, yeah, so I think the title's so catchy and the number plate that the thought was, is this a sex book? And I'm like, no. It's not a sex book. So it's almost like a disappointment. But at least we finally, you know, and also in 2005, 2006, the Institute of Chartered Physiotherapists told me it was impossible to activate the pelvic floor through the vagina.
Oh, you're kidding me. Who said that?
2005, Institute of Chartered Physiotherapists, 2005, 2006, they told me it's impossible. So my answer to them was, well, I do not squeeze my ass when I have sex. Kind of figured Gina must be doing something.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it's interesting because that was then. And that's not
that long ago. I mean, no. 2005 and six, that is woefully recent, Jenny, yes. For you to have been told that. Yeah. And I feel whenever I hear these stories of someone like you, who's this empowered person who has a different set of credentials and somebody else is threatened, they're threatened from their own feelings of inadequacy, or they are not approaching this as we ought to be approaching this from a environment of abundance. And I have an incredible skill set. It's not all the skills by any means. And I see what you're doing and I embrace you because you are reaching people that I am not reaching, and you have skills that I don't have. So let's come together and we are stronger as a whole. Mm. And so I'm so sorry that you've had that experience.
Listen, don't bother with me at all. I actually had my work published at the Institute of the International Continence Society in 2017 and in 2020 when we went into lockdown. I was so annoyed. I was going to Las Vegas. I was actually doing a 5-minute poster presentation. I was actually going to speak and do a presentation.
Oh my gosh.
Of course, went into lockdown. I was so upset that I spent ages trying to get it right on the, you know, get on the TV and do a presentation that way.
Yes.
But when I went in 2017 to Florence, it was beautiful. And then I went to one of the physio. I thought, let me just go and see what they're saying. I went to one of the workshops, and the physio was saying, well, you know, we shouldn't let anybody talk about this. You know, we've done 4 years of training. And I was thinking, shut up, bitch. I published my first book in 2005. What are you talking about? You know, and the thing is, I'm not trying to take anybody, like you said, you know, you have this and your approach is a different approach to mine. But I know that there's some synergy and we could work together. I can share my approach. You can share your approach. That just makes our, if we put them together, it just makes us, like you said, a whole, a complete, makes us a stronger force. But it doesn't mean that because I don't have what you have, I'm not qualified to do what you do, because I've been doing it. And when I first started, Paul Check said to me, look, Russell, everyone calls me Russell, my surname. If you're going to do this, you're going to have to do a vaginal examination. I'm like, I ain't putting my finger in no one's vagina, you're mad. I'm not doing that. Because I was like, because I wasn't, again, like I said, I fell into it by default because it was not something I thought, let me do, let me create, you know?
Yes.
And, but, you know, I used to use the electrode probe and you do it. And I'm doing my course, but I'm still not really thinking, of course, left, right side. So I'm getting these readings. Some of them are, you know, the millibars are really low, and, you know, and I'm thinking, these people are really disconnected. Like, there's some stuff going on. So I know I've got to get in their head, right, as opposed to getting in here. If I get in their head, I can get into the Gina. I can't get into the Gina without the head. So even when Suzanne came over from America with Gynaflex, and she first came over, and of course she's promoting her product, I said to her, I don't care what anybody puts in their vagina. I really don't care what they put in there. If this and this are not talking, it makes no difference. Yeah. You can use the TENS machine. You can use any machine that's got an electrical stimulus. It's not about what it does when it's inside of you. It's about what you do when it's not.
Yes. Yes. And how it connects you. Yes. Yes, girl. And what I love too, so like, again, I come at this from a very Western perspective. You know, I am open to everything with chakras and sides of brain and sides of bodies. And what I think is so fascinating is from Western perspective, left brain is the rational brain, and it's going to control the right side of your vats and of your pelvic muscles. Right side is the abstract brain, and it's going to control your left side. And it's the nonverbal, the non-rational. And, you know, my approach, and I will typically see more persistent dysfunction in the left side of the pelvic floor than the right in my clients. Mm. And again, perhaps it is the way that I treat, that we start out with this clock image and range of motion. Okay, blah, blah. But now this left side's hanging on and it's not connecting in the same way the right side is. So my then next step would be, all right, we're going to close our eyes and we're going to pick a color. Okay, what color do you see when you're putting your attention to this portion of your pelvic floor muscles? Okay, now what color is happy and healthy to you? And you'll do breathing exercises to use that color. And that makes sense to the right brain as far as how I'm treating. But I would love this more, you know, talking about this masculine, feminine, right side, left side, because I think it's a different. And then if my side, you know, my speak doesn't work, then I can be like, hey, I'm sorry, this isn't working for you. But hey, I know this gal who has another approach. And maybe that's going to be what you need. Because I think that's what it's about, really, is it's when we get the right thing, we're going to see changes very quickly. So when I get people, who come to me and let's say we're working on this for 6 weeks and we're not seeing those changes, then I need to say, hey, I'm going to put up my hands and I need to get you to where you're going to get better. Mm. You know? So I would want to talk more with you about the chakras.
Oh, definitely. And they are really, it is really, really amazing. And again, like you said, the breath. So, you know, as I said, breath is life force energy. So I'll send you also the audio I did with Paul Check when I asked him about the beauty of breathing. I have that in my book. And I asked him a question, came a 9-minute answer. So great. It's, you know, I never use all the other rest of the, I should have used all the other questions I asked them. I need to really try and get back into that and use it better. That one for me was really good. So I send it to clients as well. And he answers that question. So he talks about athletes of type with hemorrhoids and tight pelvic floors and stuff like this. Yes. And, you know, like he says, at the end of the day, remember, the biggest pressure fluctuations in the body comes from the diaphragm, which creates the biggest pressure fluctuations in the abdominal cavity, which ultimately create the pressure fluctuations that impact the pelvic floor. So, if the diaphragm doesn't move really well and it's blocked, then the pressure fluctuations, nothing's working in concert. That, you know, the can, the top of the can's doing this, the bottom of the can's just going, okay, and it's just giving way, right? So people have to understand that if their breath is compromised, if the breath is compromised, then the pressure fluctuations become compromised. And ultimately the pelvic floor doesn't work.
Exactly.
And so, like I said, you can't go after anything orthopedic or repair anything below the belly button if you don't actually, first of all, look at diaphragmatic breathing and look at oxygen. And in the Czech system, oxygen is considered a nutrient. So we see it as a nutrient because obviously everything else you can do about but 3 minutes and the brain starts to die. Mm-hmm. So that's the one nutrient you need. Then if you think of it as the nutrient and the master nutrient, because in the 24-hour cycle, the energy goes around the meridian twice in that cycle, but the chief meridian is the lungs, right? So it starts with the lungs. So you look at that cycle there and you think, well, okay, the chief meridian is the lungs. Mm-hmm. You think about oxygen. You think about nutrition and blood. So nutrition's carried in the blood, pushed around the body by oxygen. So the better you breathe, the better it's going to be. If a man wants to have a great erection, that thing needs to be full of oxygen, needs to be full of blood flow. So the breath is important. And as we get older, and they go, like, for me, like I said, you know, I'm sassy, sexy, 60, right? So I'm already in my seventh decade as such, right? So there are people coming into this decade as well. And as they're getting older, you know, more Black men are susceptible to prostate issues.
Yes.
But the issue they're having as well is they're not able to maintain the erection. Mm-hmm. If they get it, they're having premature ejaculation, having premature orgasm. You know, they may pull out and then they're just dead. They can't get it back up. And they've got all of these issues. But if you look at their physiological profile, the stress levels are really high.
Oh, and exactly.
What are the drivers for that? And most of the drivers are obviously is finance, sex and finances, you know, relationships, sex and relationships are the biggest drivers. They're the things causing the most problems. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it is for you in the US, but over here, first of all, with that pandemic, they just pushed in. And that's fear, anxiety. Well, that was that for women get locked straight downstairs. That's problems right there. Yep. You can't get access to systems. It gets worse. That's a problem right there. People take the mickey out of it. That's a problem right there. So it carries on being this problem.
Yes.
And then you've got the cost of living crisis. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a problem right there. So first of all, you've got the fear from, am I going to die from this virus? Then you've got the fear from, am I going to lose my house? And you've just been given all these fears.
Oh. Exactly. Well, and in our country too, in the States, we're a much more puritanical society, for worse. I used to say for better or for worse, but it's just for worse. And so, you know, there people are never taught about that their pelvic floors exist and that they are a muscle that can help with things. So these men and women, but, you know, since we're talking about the men right now, they're men who have been constipated their whole lives and they have no connection to this group. And now you add that stress and your pelvic floor is direct from the Western perspective, directly connected to your emotional center by your vagal nerve. And so that's, you know, so we have not only this chakra stress imbalance, you know, or probably is a lot the same way, but there's two ways of describing the same thing probably, right? We have all this stress and the pelvic floor muscle that's at the bottom of that canister, you know, it's here. And they're not diaphragmatically breathing because they're never relaxed. But even if they were to diaphragmatically breathe and the top of this canister comes down, their little pelvic floors are resting here, rigid. They are never moving at all. And, you know, and then that's why they fail, is because they're rigid all the time. So they have zero functional strength, zero blood flow. So when we can talk to them about, hey, here are these muscles. And yeah, it could be a digital exam, but you know what? It can be sitting on a rolled towel. It's education using those cool MJ Forget stuff that you showed me last time, that hey, you men have pelvic floors too. The prostatectomy stuff, like, I don't know if you've seen any of the science out about that, like, with no, and again, it's about physio, but what you're doing would count as the same thing. With no education, half of the men are continent 1 year post prostatectomy. Is that what? Like, and sexual function follows that. So without anything, you're just sending them home and saying, okay, well, maybe you'll be continent in a year with one visit.
What are they supposed to be using? They've got the special anxiety about being incontinent. So how do you think they're going to be continent when they're worried about being incontinent?
Yeah. And with one visit of pelvic physio or just good education, average return to continence, Jenny, was 3 months. And then sexual function follows that. So it's like, I just don't get why, you know, people like you and I, like, don't get more screen time, right? Because it's like, oh my gosh.
We have to push our own screen time. We need to say we're doing this. So the next time we do this, we need to actually do this. And then we can do another one and we can repeat even this conversation and do it live to Facebook, right? Because that's what we need to do. Then go live to Facebook, which then gets shared to our Instagram. So it gets shared, because that's the way in which we get ourselves out there. If we had like a bi-weekly court thing, then people could start asking questions on Facebook. That's how we build our audience, right? Because like you said, there's two different approaches, right? I worked with sadly this guy passed away a few weeks ago. I'm waiting to find out when his funeral's gonna be.
I'm sorry,
but I'd been talking about him that week before, so I was so upset when I found out he died. Like, literally, I talked about him on the day. I didn't call his name. Then the next day, his wife sent me a text and said,
Jenny,
I tell you, I couldn't even go and do my clients. I was devastated. But what had happened was, years back, about 4 or 5 years ago, I was working with his wife. I was doing a detox program. I think it's from Germany, Imperium. And I bought the detox products round to give to his wife. And when I got there, he was at home and he said, did you tell Jenny why I'm home? And I said, yeah. Why do I need to know? That's like, and he sort of pulled his trousers up and he had a colostomy bag strapped to his leg. And he said, you know, he had enlarged prostate and they were going to do an operation in 3 weeks' time. And he would probably have to use Viagra to get an erection, and he would probably have to wear adult nappies. So I was like, I said, so why am I working with your wife? I said, listen, if you don't put the money for the detox in my bank account by the end of today, I won't help your wife no more. I was just like, I'm not going to have this refresh. I'm not doing it. Anyway, he did. Oh, he put it in my account. And then from there, he then signed up and let me coach him.
Good.
Well, 3 weeks. Prostate. That was the nutrition. That was a detox, right? So that shrunk the prostate, then doing the exercises. So then he didn't have to have the operation. What I found out, sadly, consequently, when I went to see his wife after, is that he had stopped using those exercises. And I don't know about you, but what I find sometimes, the reason why, excuse me, they go, a lot of medical professionals go the medical route and think of operations, is because people don't understand that the compliance isn't just so they can stop leaking. The compliance is so they can understand the education and tools they need and implement them and make them a part of their lifestyle. Not like, you know, it's like someone that's, you know, I'm getting married next week, I want to be a size 6, or I want to be a size 2, you know, whatever.
Exactly. So can I do
I'm
that?
I'm going to do a diet and I get down to a size 2. Now look at this. I'm going to take the picture of my wedding dress. I look fantastic. If in 6 months, I'm going to be 4 times the size I was at my wedding. Because all I've done is I've done it for a set thing. But how about doing it for a better life?
Yes.
And then living it as part of your life. It's not that you're being, that's why I said to my friends, I stopped talking about food because many things can be called food. So I talked about nutrition because it's the nutrition that's going to make the difference in terms of anti-inflammatory, healing, strength, restoration, relaxation, whatever, right?
Yes.
So we talk about nutrition. Let's look at movement that matters because there's lots of high intensity exercises that are not going to help you. They're not going to get you where you need to be. Your body's already full of stress. So it doesn't need exercises that are going to take it, you know, up to the moon in stress because it's just going to make the muscles that are rigid even more rigid.
Totally. Exactly. Movement as medicine and movement as therapeutic strength through motion. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So we've got to look at it from a different perspective. We've got to understand the fastest way to get sick is to lack sleep. And if your body follows the circadian rhythm to the sun, then that 10 to 12 window before midnight is crucial. You need to be able to repair, report, restore, refresh and rebuild. But if you're going to bed 1-2 o'clock in the morning, when the liver's trying to flush and all, you know, the organs, you're in trouble because the body's not getting that physical repair it needs to have. The psychogenic repair is not there. You're not sleeping very well. So when does the body get the chance to repair and restore? When it's laying down those memories with the amygdala and the hippocampus, when are those things actually allowed to to do their job?
I think we should just make a list of topics that we want to talk about, you know, and like, what's our most important? Like, does it all start with sleep? Does it all start with water?
Radio. UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
The station that makes you feel good.
I have got to learn that I'm interviewing my guests, and so I need to let them speak and stop getting so excited by their answer that I interject halfway through. So I'm making my own apology. Kelly, Dr. Kelly, I apologize. I'll play part two next week. But then moving forward, once she returns from her travels, I promise you I'm going to let her lead the conversation. But I would honestly tell you to look her up on Instagram, The Real Pelvic Floored, add an ED to floor. And you'll see that some of her videos that she's done and her bits are really, they're lovely. They're great. She's got a great way of delivering the message as well. And I think it's really important. It's really nice to be able for me to speak to, you know, double board certified pelvic health and orthopedic specialist who has such a beautiful approach to it that's really user friendly, because many times the approach can be quite rigid, it can be quite scientific, and so therefore it doesn't reach the people. But I write the spoken word because that helps me to deliver my message. Then Dr. Kelly uses different puppets, different props. She does uses music and dance, and that helps her to deliver her message. But the most important thing is how the message is received by you, the patient, you, the client. And if we keep it too scientific, it's not personal enough. It doesn't reach you. And it's kind of like it needs to reach you in a way that makes you go, wow, this makes sense to me. I can be inspired by this message. I can do something to help myself, and I'm ready to do something to help myself. Because the first thing you need to do is make a decision that you want to take back control, that you want to live life better, that you want a different outcome. And then you need to follow it through. And yes, that journey can be scary, but it requires a level of compliance. It just requires the right discipline, and it requires you to be working alongside the right coach. And so therefore, once you feel like you're getting where you need to be, it really is a great journey. And as I said before, I always talk about the six rewards: the flatter abs, the better shaped butt, the better shaped thighs, the improved posture, the dry nipples always, and the great sex. Which one don't you want? The fact that you are able to make changes to your internal body system in terms of your genome, but then also make physical changes in terms of your posture, performance, and body shape, makes it a more exciting proposition. Because it's an all-round, and that's what people want. So, as I said, I've got 60 days to help you remain confident, continent, and sexually satisfied. If you're interested in signing up for the next course, which starts in September, then you can email me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter @pelvicsecrets. You can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn, Jenny Russell. I'm moving into corporates as well and sharing my pelvic secrets, but I'm here for you if you need help. But we have run out of time. So in pelvic health and happiness, until next week, stay blessed, stay well, stay healthy.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.